So what to do next? So we've got to this point now, and it's natural to reach a point in a punishment session where you find yourself needing a moment to decide what you're going to do next, or even wondering, what does he really want me to do next? If so, it'll help you if you understand the most important thing that's going on in your slave's head during a punishment session. What he really wants is for you to continue to be in control. So if you need some time to plan your next move, use the control that you have that he needs you to have to create a breathing space. It can be simple as ordering him to kneel or to stand in a particular way until told otherwise, or to walk around the room for you with his hands on his head. If you like, something that would seem silly or embarrassing in real life will feel natural during a punishment session, and the more detailed your instructions, the more he has to focus on as he strives to comply with them to your own satisfaction. What is really significant to your slave is not the detail of what he is required to do, but the fact that you have required him to do it, and that his performance is subject to your scrutiny and judgment. If you prefer, have him do something to please you more directly, maybe moving away from some simple command and instead allowing him the opportunity to perform some more intimate services for you. This lets him show his mettle more directly and holds a greater sense of risk and reward for him. Either way, hearing and obeying your commands and later receiving your feedback, reward and or punishment will bring your slave the satisfaction of being subject to your female authority and judgment. And the more ways you can work in to please yourself while apparently being cruel to him, the happier your slave will be.